This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Continuing now on our discussion of Afghanistan, an offensive that was announced yesterday in Helmand Province. Joining us now, Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a former assistant secretary of defense on the line from Atlanta. Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, I'm dying to ask you, we had some discussion this morning on the program that possibly the scale of this offensive suggests that there may be some disagreement between General Jones, National Security Advisor, and David Petraeus on how to proceed, and even some discussion of maybe General McChrystal in Afghanistan isn't really running this show here in Afghanistan. What do you think?
Well, I'd be very surprised if General McChrystal is not running it, because he's really a take charge person. And remember, he actually flew over to Afghanistan even as the Senate was voting on it. And I think the indication, obviously, he would check with General Petraeus, but I think it's a much more aggressive strategy. And he's a very aggressive aggressive general.
Sure.
I mean, he's
sure. Well, let's talk about the tactics then. It's my assumption here, and I more about this than I do, that the U.S. forces need to take territory in Afghanistan if they're going to do the kind of village-by-village counterinsurgency work that General Petraeus was so effectively able to do in Iraq. Do you think that's the case?
Well, I again, it's a little bit different because in Iraq, they could actually move into the cities and live in vacant houses. They can't do that in Afghanistan. I mean, you can't. There's just no room for them to go in there. But what I think they want to do is go in, stay in the area after they get the Taliban out, because what's happened before, given the small number of troops, basically they would go in and take on the Taliban, then they leave, and the Taliban would come back. So I think with more troops, they can stay more in the area. But there's no way they can live in the villages to the extent that they did in Iraq.
And it seems to me there's no way 4,000 Marines and 650 Afghan soldiers can seriously protect 1.2 million people in Helmand Province.
No, they can't. But I think psychologically what they're trying to do is show that they're going to be more, more aggressive and just take one small part after the other. Because as your previous guest mentioned, and I think that's correct, the Taliban are not very popular even in the areas where they are.
Right.
So I think psychologically they're trying to turn the tide. All of the troops are not there yet. These 4,000 Marines, they actually were sent by former President Bush. But I think they just don't want to allow this thing to get away from them anymore. And we've got domestic problems here at home.
Well,
let's
focus on that before we go. Under a minute. How big of a gamble is this for Barack Obama? The profile of Iraq and Afghanistan has been relatively low for the American people. But what is the chance that we're going to start seeing cameras at Dover looking at U.S. casualties?
Well, I don't think you're going to see the casualties to the extent that you did in Iraq. You're going to see more casualties, and I think that's why they want to move quickly, because this year when the Congress was voting the funds for Afghanistan, they said, what are the metrics? When are we going to know something, and when is the tide going to turn? Mm-hmm. And objectively on the ground, it has been getting worse.
Clock is ticking. Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former assistant secretary of defense, talking about the surge in Afghanistan. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.